movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it's the first week of November as we're coming up on the end of the year, and every Wednesday we talk to our friend Nick Johnston from Vanyaland.com about all the things we should be watching on TV, streaming, and the theaters. So what do we got going on this week, Nick?
Well, hey, Kevin, we've got a very spooky and horrific week for me, frankly, if you're looking for a post-Halloween fright. It's that there's no real major theatrical releases coming out of the movie theater this weekend. I'm going to go crazy. I don't have any popcorn. I don't have any, you know, a giant soda. Don't have a nice seat to sit in, and don't have children talking all around me. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself, but I'll have to console myself with these three streaming releases. They're all movies, and they're all coming out on Friday the 4th. But it's a pretty big lineup, I'd say, honestly. We'll go from most obvious to least obvious, I think, or least subscribed to in terms of streaming services. First up, we've got the sequel to the pretty big Netflix hit that came out in the middle of the pandemic that everyone talked about for 5 days before moving on to the next subject, and that is Enola Holmes 2, starring Millie Bobby Brown as Sherlock Holmes' younger sister and now detective for hire. Sherlock Holmes, of course, being played by Henry Cavill, who is back as well. And yeah, apparently she's moving on to London, and it's going to be a big old sequel. It's gotten good reviews so far, and who knows? Maybe it'll be just the thing to get everybody's family around the TV to watch a little Netflix on Friday when it comes out.
Nice.
All right, and next up, we've got something that'll make the Harry Styles fans go absolutely crazy, and that's the arrival of My Policeman on Amazon on Friday. And that is a movie I saw at TIFF. It's pretty good. It's definitely something I think if it were less sexually explicit, people's parents would totally get into. But then again, at the exact same time, that might be a reason why one's parents would get really into it. It's about a sort of a love triangle between a working class policeman played by Styles, a curator at an art museum, and a sort of polite and, you know, stuck up young woman, and who is just totally unaware that Styles and the curator have the hots for each other. So anyhow, so that's set in 50s England, and it's very beautifully shot, and Harry Styles is actually pretty good in it. So I think people will be well satisfied if they were disappointed by Don't Worry Darling with this one. And again, that comes out this Friday on Amazon Prime. It might even be in the theater near you if you really want to go out and do that. But now that it's on streaming, who cares?
And he's been busy lately. He's got these two movies. He's got that album out. He's Harry Styles, busy guy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's incredible. I made this joke before, so I'm going to decide myself before I get into self-plagiarism. But it's amazing what beheading every other member of One Direction can do in terms of granting you the Highlander-style powers of productivity.
Right.
So I'm assuming that's what happened to everybody else. So finally, we've got another musical icon. Well, a film about a musical icon, not just, you know, starring one. And it's on what might be the most random streaming service I've ever heard of in my life, and that is the Roku channel. And the film is, of course, Weird, the Al Yankovic story, which is a biopic starring Daniel Radcliffe as Weird Al Yankovic. And it's always funny. I always feel like I say the quotation marks around weird when I,
right.
when I say Weird Al. So this is a movie that was sort of a meme. It was a Funny or Die concept trailer like 10 years ago, and they decided to finally go out and make a movie based on it, and it showed at TIFF. No one was able to get into the press screening because it was in a very small theater, so I'm hot and excited for this one, like everybody else, because I genuinely don't know what really to expect from it. Yeah.
And from what I've seen in the trailer, Daniel Radcliffe looks like he's perfect for that role.
Oh, yeah. Radcliffe, like, that's the great thing. Everyone talks about Robert Pattinson. Everybody talks about, you know, anybody that was in a YA franchise or whatever that has gone over into sort of, you know, the real acting world and has done more esoteric projects. Radcliffe has been pumping them out Like, that dude just signs on to anything and gives his whole, like, his whole heart to it. And so if there's one thing that makes me think this is, like, a really good idea as opposed to just, like, hey, this is a funny title that we can make from a, there was already a pitch trailer made, guys. We just need to cast somebody and greenlight this thing. I think he's the reason why I would be really excited for it.
It makes me want to go back and listen to those albums now.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I definitely need to listen to Eat It again. 110%. it's a fun week this week. And, hopefully we'll have some bigger and better. Oh, we will actually. Yeah. Because we're going to go back to Wakanda next week. And
oh, yes.
I'm interested in seeing how that goes, but yeah. Go ahead and buy your tickets, folks, because I can guarantee you, I swear to God, I watched two people at the movie theater the other day walk up to the register at, the ticket kiosk and buy advance tickets in person.
Wow.
To Wakanda Forever. So in the age of this, these are people who were also checking the movie times with their smartphones.
Right.
It should tell you how excited people are.
It's good to have a movie event like that, I feel, though. Like, I feel like the last time was when the Star Wars came back with the first of the newer, most recent ones.
Yeah, exactly. And I hear this one's long enough that you actually might want to grab a spare cup so that you can, stealthily relieve yourself in the middle of this one.
Right, I'm sure we'll hear more about that next week. All right, Nick, you can read Nick Johnson's stuff at vanyaland.com. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Talk to you next Wednesday.